So I'm here at Old Bar with the Major and Mr. Coburg. We've just been to see Country for Old Man at the Nova. I was just thinking I should do a blog post because I'm taking my computer away to be fixed tomorrow and I don't know how long it's going to take. I might be without it for up to 4 days.
No.
And so I need a blog post to tide me over.
Every night.
We'll be going to movies every night. Do you reckon? I'd be up for that. But I don't know. I mean, I've been getting lately really into this whole reality blogging sort of verite style thing of like, I kind of dig it, but it's also just because it's easy. It's sort of like reality TV. I don't need to hire actors. I don't need to get a writer in. I don't even need an idea. I just go somewhere, get your phone out, talk for a bit, get someone else to talk to give it a bit of counterpoint. We'll get to that in a minute. But, and take a picture and bam, you've got a blog post. Too fucking easy. But it's not slack, I swear. Like, every one of these ones that I've done, to me, there's always been something interesting about it. There's always been something like, I'll sit back and go, oh, yes, tags, like what you've done there. Lovely. There's been some point of interest about it. But no other fucker seems to appreciate it. Like, I've noticed this deafening lack of comments. I'm really preoccupied with this whole lack of comments thing. I blame the ex, that old chestnut, but that didn't really wash. I think it's me. Maybe it's because people just don't like the reality blogging, which is a shame. It's all very well to be able to appreciate my own genius, but somehow that's just not challenging enough. I want other people to appreciate my genius as well. If other people were appreciating it, I could sort of sit back and go, I just blog what I blog, and if other people like it, that's a bonus. But you can only really do that if other people like it,
Totally.
Gee, do you want to say something? What do you think of the movie?
The movie? Well, I totally agree with you now. I've been talking about it for like the last half hour or so, but now I'm totally in Tegan's position. I can totally just like, it's just like still all up there and like...
What's my name?
Tegan. Say it.
I can't believe it.
I'm sorry.
Like, I've had this in a whole other milieu. With people who know me through my blog always end up calling me Tegan because I think that's how it's pronounced. I've had terrible trouble with it. Sort of, you think these people that I've basically met in, as they say, real life, who I've always introduced myself to as Tegan, would fucking know.
I'm sorry, every time I type it on text, it's just like, it gets implanted in there. I think you need to re-spell your name. Phonetic.
T-A-I-G-A-N.
Oh,
the
T-A-I.
T-E-I.
I've been spelling it wrong. I'm so sorry.
Have you know you spelled it right in the text you sent me this
evening? It was T-E-I.
You got it totally right, and I was totally chuffed. You called me tag and you spelled it right. And then I got there. They were drinking wine in the park down the road from the cinema.
It was a momentary glitch.
And she called me by some other name.
T-A-N.
I think that's enough. That's all. Unless Coburg, do you want to speak?
No.
It's Bible for nothing. He's just, that's all. That is all.
Yeah.